This is KN4RJN radio check, please.
Fine, Dylan. This is your old TR. Just putting down to the radio room.
How do you hear me? Over.
John.
This is KN4RJN. Hi, Tom. How you doing? There's another station in there, I think. Was stepping on both of us. I can hear you fine, sir.
This is Duncan, KO4JKV. I was just giving you, trying to radio check, but I'm just getting ready for the net, so you guys go ahead.
That's okay. I was just now getting down here and getting started and getting the lights turned on and that. So, John, I'll catch you in a little while. Good to hear you. This is N0TR.
Roger that, Tom. Duncan, what's going on with you there, brother?
Well, I'm just getting my paperwork ready and just looking at some videos of the storm and stuff, and that's about it. Probably going to make a tea and get ready. How are you doing?
This is KN4RJN. not too bad. Hip's giving me fits, but... at some point in time, hopefully in the next month or so, I'll get my my hip replacement surgery scheduled. I'm still waiting for the scheduler to give me a holler. But my doctor's about scheduled about 4 weeks out, so I'm liable to get my my hip for Thanksgiving at the rate we're going right now. But in any event, other than that, we're doing good. How about you, brother?
Okay, just kind of a weird month, but... still don't have water clean enough to shower with, really. But I can't complain. There's a lot of other people doing a lot worse, but it's just kind of running around and helping people with stuff and then just kind of waiting to get back to work and all that stuff. Yeah, that's about it. KN4RJN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I hear you, brother. It's like... there's a whole lot of stuff's got to happen before life gets normal over there, right? But you hang in there, brother. You know, if you need anything, you've got this whole ham community here willing to do something. But there's not a whole lot I can do from here except send money and send supplies. But if you need a place to shower, you're welcome to come by my place.
Fine, though. I appreciate it. But, yeah, we're doing fine. It's, I tell you, the weather's been great here. That's one nice thing. Nice, cool, clear skies. It's been clear skies for about 3 weeks in a row, so that'll probably end soon. So, but I'm going to back on out of here and finalize, get ready. And so I'll talk to you here in a little bit. KN4RJN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. You take care, Duncan. I'll leave my headphones on and wait for the net. We got, about 20 minutes. So you take her easy there, brother, and we'll talk to you here in a bit. KN4RJN, clear.
And, Tom, you're still out there. Go ahead and chime in. Get warm that repeater up for me. Didn't mean to run you off, but sounds good, John. Talk to you a little bit. KN4RJN, KO4JKV, standing by.
Oh, you did, Duncan. It's nice to hear you, and I'm glad you guys took up the slack there. I had to go get me a bottle of water and some red grapes, and I got to get the TV fired up from Bernice and the computer fired up here and then turn the HF on here in just a second. So I was busy, but I always enjoy talking to both of you. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. How's Bernice doing with her hip, Tom?
My last transmission. Say again, John.
Say, how is Bernice?
Well, she's up in the rain locker right now taking a shower. And she's not one to complain. But boy, she's really moving slow. And I can tell she has a high threshold of pain, John. And I can really tell it's hurting her. But she's the most wonderful thing in the world. And she just don't complain much. Never has about anything. So even tell us if she's on that waiting list or not. We've not had any confirmation of that, but the heart doctor cleared her for the surgery, so that's good. She went through 4 hours of vascular ultrasound the other day and nuclear medicine. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I finally got communication with my scheduler, and I had to get it cleared through my primary doctor, which they faxed it over. My primary doctor faxed it back the next day, and then she said, well, it'll be a week or two. So we're starting the second week, so hopefully I'll hear from something from her this week. And, hip pain, arthritic hip pain, if you've never had it, you don't want it. I told my wife, I said, it only hurts when I walk or stand or sit or breathe. it's not fun.
I know what the word pain means. I got one of those icy hot patches on my back tonight. Bernice tried one on her leg the other night because it's odd the way hip pain is, and it propagates down to where you almost think it, well, you do think it's normal. So she tried one. I'd have to ask her tonight if it done any good. I can't remember if she said it did or not, but I wake up sometimes at night, and I see her in on the computer instead of being in bed, and I know that's what's keeping her up, and I guess it's getting closer, but, you know, January, the end of January is a long ways off as far as I'm concerned, and I just hope and pray that she gets it fixed before then. She did go out and plant some lettuce today, though, John, so that was good. It's NGLTR.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, it's, I'm the one that usually takes the dog out, and he likes to go down to the bottom of the hill to do his business, and that hill is getting steeper every day. It's uphill and up steps, and of course my office is on the second floor of the house, so, and invariably I'll come up and then I'll have forgotten something, I have to go back down and come back up again, and yeah, it's however, I've got my back deck faces south, and I've got a couple of rocking chairs back there, and the beautiful sunny weather we've been having, that chair gets really, really warm, and you wouldn't believe how good that feels to sit down in that chair and get that heat on my hip. It's that helps a lot. Of course, then I get too hot sitting there in the sun, but I put up with it because the hip doesn't hurt. Anyway, but yeah, I know exactly what she's going through, and mine's still at least, assuming I hear from her this week, mine's still at least 4 weeks off, which means I'm liable to get my new hip surgery sometime in the vicinity, just before Thanksgiving. Oh joy.
The thing is, the good Lord and Mother Nature blessed you there, and you'd be thankful for that. And I'm sure you will be, John. Oh, I didn't do too much today. We went to the daughter, and we took her 3 dozen eggs down, and she was happy to get that. And they live about 14 miles south of us. And she was busy at the computer, but she took time out to come out and visit with us a little bit. She's doing 2 jobs. The job she got promoted from, she changed positions, but she's still having to do the other job too because nobody seems to be able to do it, and it needs about 4 people to replace her. And knowing Amy, she just keeps on doing it herself. And I told her, I said, you need to tell them if you're going to do this, we can give you about a $50,000 raise, and then you might consider it. But she said, Dad, I just don't want to do it anymore. I've done it for too many years. I don't know what it amounts to, but it's juggling money and sitting in front of 3 screens with, what do they call that program? It's just line after line after line after line. I always did remember it, but I'm getting old now. And he's kind of interfacing between departments and keeping track of the monies and stuff like that. But this other job, I don't know what it amounts to, but I know that one she's had for so many years, she must have done pretty well at it, John. That's all I can say. I don't know how she done it.
This is Canford, and yeah, my my son works for Food Lion, and he's a market manager. And when the hurricane came through and the power went out, all the stores in his almost district, which covers three different counties in South Carolina, or four, and all the other competing grocery stores in Greenville, in fact, almost Greenville County, lost power for several hours, which means they had to throw out all their perishable stuff. John Paul's store lost it for about an hour, and they were able to get their stuff into the cooler and then get it back. So for several days after the hurricane went through, he was the lone grocery store that had any perishables, meat, produce, that kind of stuff. And he was just about doing it by himself because he couldn't get his people to come in. And he was working his tail off. But I think he said, and I might have mentioned this once before, he said on one of his record days, I think it was a year ago or so, around Thanksgiving or Christmas or sometime, his market pulled in like 7,000. Or, yeah, 7,000 or 70,000 for the week. And he talked to me on Friday. He says, the week's not over yet, and I've done 110,000 so far this week by myself. So, yeah, people from all over Greenville were coming to that store because Publix was down, Harris Teeter was down, you know, everybody was down because they lost all the perishables. And, of course, you have to process all that stuff, and then you have to get resupplied. So, and some of the warehouses were, some of the warehouses and distribution centers for, I think it might have been, I can't remember now, can't think of the store, but anyway, their distribution center was in Asheville, and it was underwater, so that was a mess.
Sure. Well, I sure they got my blessings, I'll tell you. I just couldn't believe, well, I'd have to say it looked like a hurricane hit up there, and it darn well did. But the flooding, people don't realize the power of water, John. Hydrodynamics is another field. I used to go out to the field and set large water valves up to 144 inches in diameter. It was the biggest butterfly valve we ever made. Now, I didn't have to set it except in the shop, but I did have to set 42-inch cone valves out in the desert, and then 96-inch ones, 84s. Some of them weigh as much as 50,000 pounds, and some of them were for nuclear facilities. But the worst one I ever had, they flew me to Syracuse to oversee the installation of this 66-inch water valve. And they really had never done this before. But, John, there was a heating element around it because it's so cold up there. And they had a series of dams. And when I got there, I had preset the valve back in Kansas. And they had installed it, and it was at the bottom of this dam. And there were Siemens guys there. There were General Electric guys. Anyways, they had divers that would go through the ice, actually. And it was fascinating. But I went up and made sure the valve was set right, and it was an emergency valve to bypass the dam in case they couldn't let the water get any higher. And I got that all set, and got back, and they come running out to the parking lot where there was 12 inches of snow, and you got to get up there at the dam quick, Tom. And the valve was stuck open, and they had one of their electricians got into it the night before and reset it, and he over-deflected it. And the torque overloads weren't strong enough to pull it open. So in other words, the reservoir would have drained until that valve got shut. Well, luckily, in my briefcase, I had some jumpers and things to, and meters and whatnot. And I jumpered it out. There was several of us tried to manually close it. They had a manual override, and we could not do it. And the handle on it was not really that big. Jumped it out, and I prayed I wouldn't burn that motor up because they had a certain number of foot-pounds. They weren't in horsepower like you'd normally think. And I jumped that out, and it just barely closed, and it didn't burn the motor up, thank God. And I didn't tell them, but the superintendent back home had made me in order for it to pass inspection, I wouldn't pass it, and the inspector wouldn't pass it. And so the superintendent come down there and made me bypass the torque overload switches. But until you see something coming out of a 66-inch water valve out of a lake, you have no idea what it's like to be in one of those little hoochies up there with it vibrating like an earthquake.
This is KN4GN. Yeah, people don't realize the power of water. 62.4 pounds per cubic foot, or about 8 pounds a gallon. So the next time you walk into, you know, your doctor's office or dentist office, several dentists that I've been to have these big, huge aquariums, you know. But, you know, a little 10-pound aquarium weighs 80 pounds. You know, so imagine 1,000 gallons of water rushing at you. That's worse than a semi-truck.
Unfortunately, that's why a lot of people, they underestimate it, especially the younger ones. And they don't abide by the rules, or they don't have a life jacket on. I was raised in the rivers and that back up in Kansas, and I got a few surprises there that taught me some lessons. And luckily, it didn't kill me out in the good old Neosho River. But it's terribly powerful. And I think, unfortunately, they witnessed that up in Asheville and places like that. And that one other place, the Savannah River, I think they called it. No, I'm not really that familiar with it around here, John. But anyways, it's getting up towards net time, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't get a chance to see that comet the other night, and it was cold. And by the time I realized it was past the time for it anyways. But I did see it on television, on Kendra, on Fox News, had a picture of it somebody had sent in. Pretty impressive. So I'll talk to you later, John, KG4RJN in 0TR73s.
This is KN4RJN 73s to you too, brother. You take care. KN4RJN, I am clear.
N4RJN, N0TR. Sorry about that, John. I missed one letter there. Good evening, John. This is N0TR.
Roger that.